digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable. All the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
How's it going there, Loretta?
One of my headphones isn't working. This headphone.
Both of mine are working. Do you want to use mine?
Okay.
Okay, here you go.
I think those are the ones I'm actually supposed to use.
Well, why are they over by my microphone?
No. Why are you asking me?
Ooh, that one has a curly wire.
I know. It must be the best.
Yeah.
It has a curly wire.
Yeah. All the phones at school have those, and when I'm using them, I just play with it while I'm waiting for someone to pick up.
Everyone does.
Yeah. You know, that's funny. All phone cords used to be like that.
Now we don't really have cords.
Now you don't even have phone cords anymore.
Nope.
And they turned invisible. They're still there. They're just invisible now.
Whoa.
Twilight
the weird
zone.
Thing about curly cords like this is that if you pull them the wrong way, they get like messed up. And then no matter what you do, you can't get them back.
Exactly. I hate that. Why are they curly? What's the point?
So they can stretch so that like they're not just like lying all over the place getting tangled up, but they can be longer or shorter.
That makes sense.
I think.
Yeah. That's cool.
Oh.
Okay, so we've got that topic out of the way.
Yep.
Curly cords.
Wow.
Curly cords. Loretta, who's your guest today?
Emily. You
want
to introduce yourself again? You were on last week, right?
The week before.
2 weeks ago.
I like blue. Really? Remember I said that?
Yeah. Yeah, you said that you like went to Ichabod Crane and you liked the color blue.
Mm-hmm. It's very specific.
Yeah.
So are you in health? This quarter or
no
semester?
I'm in music this quarter.
Ooh, music. I remember that. Have you made your instrument yet?
No.
I had to make a coconut like a
I had
shaker.
To make a coconut. That makes total
like,
sense.
Not make a coconut, like make it into like a maraca thing.
I think we might need to elaborate on this topic a little bit so people understand what we're talking about, not just that we're making coconuts in music class. Yeah, we have to make an instrument out of natural materials.
For, like, a Native American sort of subject?
Yeah, I had to write my essay in 20 minutes.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, the entire page. I did it. Quite proud.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just... Today, I have done 3 essays.
Really?
In the past 2 days.
For what? We had to do that one for Language Arts about the Easter Island.
Yeah, I finished that Easter Island one because I'd been absent for that. What else? The music one.
Yeah.
And then my social studies one. The DBQ thingy.
I typed my music one and I printed it. And it's weird. My printer is like running out of ink, so it prints everything purple. It's funny.
Did it look cool?
Eh. Like when I'm trying to print pictures and stuff, it makes like the faces purple. Like
Ben That's annoying.
The Ben Franklin book for social studies, he looked purple. It was weird.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm trying to move the microphone closer to you, Emily.
Is it, like,
Mom.
Quiet?
It's a little quiet.
Oh, okay.
No, it's actually not that quiet. I can hear her just fine, Mom.
Because you're in a room with her.
No, Mom, I can hear her through my headphones.
I can only hear it through one ear, but I think that's okay. Maybe I have to, like, move it or something. I don't know.
Maybe half of your head isn't really here.
Yeah.
Or maybe... One of the headphones are broken. I think that's a little bit more logical, don't you think, Mom?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So, okay, wait. I didn't really hear about Emily's instrument. You made a coconut?
Oh, yes. Well, my dad, he drilled a hole into a coconut, and he had to, like, scrape all the insides out. I didn't do, like, anything. He did all of it. He had to scrape all the insides out and let it dry, and then we put rice in there. And when you shook it, it sounded like a maraca. It was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be, like, all natural, so I kind of lied to Miss Rick, saying that we, like, made the hole with, like, rocks and stuff, but we used a drill. Because, you know, we all rely on modern technology, so it's kind of hard to carve a coconut with a rock.
I can't
Maybe
even
it was a sharp
really
rock.
Imagine that.
You know, technically, That's, what's that stuff made out of? Wait, what is it made out of?
Coconut?
The tools, Mom. The drill bit.
Metal, I think.
Metal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Comes from the earth?
Yeah, I could have said that. But then I said, we left it outside to dry and stuff. And she said, what would the, like, Native Americans do? And I said they'd probably, like, leave it out for the bugs to eat the insides. And she said, oh, I never thought of it like that. Yeah, that's a good idea. So you can imagine, like, a million little ants inside a coconut. Ew. And you pick it up and a swarm comes out. Ugh.
That's really nasty.
Yeah.
Or the ants could, like, get trapped in there and then that would be your shaker.
Oh, my gosh.
That, no, Mom. No.
Bleh.
Loretta, you used to have a babysitter when you were a baby named Margaret. Do you remember Margaret?
Yeah.
I had Margaret, like, a couple months ago. She's our neighbor, and her name's Margaret, too. She's a family
really?
Friend.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nice. Well, this was back in Jersey City, New Jersey, but Margaret used to make a special kind of carrot cake with coconut in it, and she used to go down to her basement and break the coconut, like, with a rock. She was really, she
screw technology.
It really cracked her up to describe that to us. Like,
I see what you did there. It cracked her up. I get it. I get it.
I didn't even notice that. Uh-huh. So what are you going to make? What am I going to make for your music instrument?
I've been thinking about it. Like, I was thinking like a log, like something with a log.
Miss Rick said we had an advantage, the people who had it at the beginning of the year, because she said, go out and find your stuff before it starts to like snow and stuff. But since all the snow is here, maybe it might be a little harder to find natural materials. My friend Amelia, all she did was tape leaves to a paper towel roll thing and put like rocks inside of it. So she told Miss Rick that there was a paper towel roll and stuff, and she got points taken off because it wasn't natural. So
comes from a tree.
Yeah.
It's gone through a lot.
Yeah, but it comes from a tree.
I think that it does come from a tree, but maybe that's not the point.
What if it's
of
recycled?
Mrs. Rick's assignment.
What if it's recycled?
Then it's gone even further from the tree. It's gone into an incinerator and been crushed and torn up into billions of pieces and
poor tree.
Put back together.
Oh.
So natural things. So I wonder if you could make like a stringed instrument, Loretta, out of something.
I saw someone made like a xylophone. They glued like pieces
of wood
together.
Hey, that's a good idea. We could get like half of a log and hull out part of it and then put other pieces of log on top of it.
Like a drum?
No, like it would, you get a log and you chop it in half like so it's longer.
Oh, now I see.
So it's like you know, and then you hull that part of it out so it's kind of shaped like a kayak or a boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you put other pieces of wood on top of it and it's like a xylophone.
Yeah, I see that. That's cool.
Yeah.
And when you use glue, we just all said it was sap. She said we could do that because, you know, we can't glue stuff with sap. It's no.
Yeah,
she said you could use glue.
That was nice of her.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's so generous of her.
But I
used
tape to cover up the hole on my coconut, and she took points off, so I guess you're not supposed to use tape.
What are you supposed to use?
I don't know. I'm not putting glue in this coconut hole. I don't know.
Mom, I thought you were going to go to the bank.
Yeah, I was.
Was?
I just thought I'd sit here and talk to you guys for a few minutes.
It has been 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, this has been fun.
That's a fast 8 minutes.
It's been flying.
Yep.
So, Emily, what have you got going like after the radio show today? You got homework?
Girl Scouts.
Yeah, I have Girl Scouts too. We're doing this flower arrangement and we're going to put it in the State Museum in Albany near this like immigrant sort of place in the museum. And we're supposed to, I had an idea that maybe we could get like really exotic flowers from like different countries and stuff. And it's going to be like a flower show. I had a pamphlet for it, but I left that at home.
That's really nice.
Yeah, so I think we're just putting together like bouquets and stuff today. I'm not sure.
Are you still in Kristen's Girl Scout troop?
No, I was never in her troop. I'm in Catherine Ploss's troop.
Oh.
With Kelsey Bartle and Dell Potts and a couple other girls.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You guys have other fun stuff? You got any like field trips or anything?
We just went camping to Camp Bonnie Bray in October, and it was really fun. They had tree houses there. They were like cabins that were elevated in like a tree. It was cool. And we had a dance party that night. It was pretty fun. They kept playing Justin Bieber really loud.
That is one of the main problems with Girl Scouts, in my opinion.
Yeah, but there was a lot of like brownies, which are the younger ones, and daisies, which...
They're the really young ones.
Yeah, they don't really mind Bieber. They actually like him, and...
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
They're young. They're little kids.
Everything to them is
Justin
catchy.
Justin Bieber as a little kid.
Loretta, he didn't exist when you were a little kid. Not when you were in first grade. There was no Justin Bieber.
I was 7.
I think he was
when he first came out, and I hated him the first time I ever saw him. We were like sitting on the bed, and both of you were making fun of him. He was like on TV doing a performance.
I kind of remember that.
And there were like girls holding up his face on. They were like holding up posts with little pictures of his face on it, and
in the audience, like
yeah. And then he had like really good dancers in the background, and he was just walking around trying to look cool. You don't remember that?
Kinda. I kind of remember seeing him on the Today Show or something.
Oh, jeez. Sorry to anyone who likes him, but we're not really fans.
No, not really. I saw him performing on New Year's. He was okay, but I think he was lip syncing. Probably.
Did you watch the Super Bowl, Emily?
I watched a little bit of it. I saw the halftime show.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It was good. I liked it. I was actually in the car driving home when the power went out, so I didn't hear about it till the next day on the news that morning.
Oh.
I was like, the power went out? Do you think it was like the halftime show used a lot of electricity or something?
I think that's what they said.
Yeah, probably.
Beyonce, she just sapped the whole arena. Loretta, what did you think of the halftime show?
I didn't like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I liked Madonna better the previous year.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I didn't like Madonna, but Beyonce was just kind of whipping her hair on fans, and that was her main thing. She didn't even sing that much. She sang a couple lines, and then she would just start waving her head back and forth again.
She did do a lot of hair flinging.
She has talent. I'm not denying that. She's good. She's smart, and she comes up with good lyrics and everything. She just wasn't singing that much.
I think the whole idea behind the halftime show is that it's just such a huge production that like
it doesn't even need to be good.
And it's about background singers, and it's about like filling an arena more than it is. It's not really about music.
I like to think that it's about music. But
you think?
Yeah.
One year Bruce Springsteen did it.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And he was like too excited.
Did he like put on a wig and whip his hair on the fan?
he was kind of too excited, and he went sliding at the camera, and he hit the camera.
Oh my gosh. Was it on live TV?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was kind of goofy.
I bet that's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like a 10 soy hour bomb thing. They have 10 hours for
who,
like
who
everything.
Who does Soy Bomb? Is that Bob Dylan?
Yeah, that was one year. I think that was at the Grammys.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh God. Emily, I need to show you this video when we get back. There's a video on YouTube, if you look it up, Bob Dylan's Soy Bomb. Like, he's standing on stage, Bob Dylan, and then a dude just runs on stage without a shirt with the word Soy Bomb written across his chest. And he gets on stage, and you can just...
Bob Dylan
doesn't stop singing. He just gets
he
this expression
raises,
on
he kinda
his face.
He kind of raises one eyebrow. That's kind of all he does.
Yeah.
And then he sort of creeps away.
He keeps singing.
Sort of like take little steps?
I forget. He keeps singing.
Oh my gosh.
It's
I want to see that.
Yeah, I need... When we get back, I'll show you that.
Well, you going to play a song, Loretta?
One more thing. Big announcement. Everybody knows I'm a big fan of Supernatural, right? Yeah. Well, it is official. There will be a 9th season.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Congratulations, Loretta.
Yeah. It's a good thing about Twitter. Huh? I am up to date on this.
Loretta, maybe there'll be like a 30th season. Maybe you'll be like my age watching Supernatural. And Dean and Sam are going to be like old. They'll be like in their 60s.
They should have their children become the stars of the show. That would be like awesome.
Oh, West would be, you know, that guy's ready.
Oh God,
ready
West.
To
that would be amazing. Misha Collins.
Supernatural, the next generation.
I need to,
Can you queue up
Misha
a song
Collin,
for us?
Misha Collins, his official tweet that, SPN was going to be back on for a 9th season. SPN's officially picked up for another year. For budgetary reasons, the brothers and the angel will be gone. Season 9 will be about a psychic dog. If anyone's wondering why I love Misha Collins so much,
he's funny.
This is it.
He's funny.
Is he the worm stash guy?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, worm stash.
Yeah.
What song are
That's
you going to
nice
play?
To be known as the worm stash guy. Yeah.
I'm getting a song ready. What shall we play?
I'm glad you're well prepared for this show today, Loretta.
You know, whose show is it?
Yours.
Yeah.
Do what it I be want. Your show.
You're spending way too much time on the internet. You heard of Kanan? Kanan?
Kanan.
Oh, well. He's good. He's got a song I like that I've been listening to a lot. It is called 70 Excuses. So I think I'm going to play that.
Is it clean?
Yes.
Is it very auto-tuned?
No, actually. It's very not auto-tuned.
I could have been a doctor. Were it not for a degree, I could have been a winner. Were it not for defeat, I could have been richer. Were it not for the taxes, I could have been a scholar. Were it not for classes, I could have been a rebel. Were it not for a cause, I could have been employed. Were it not for the boss, I could have been loved. 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 Could have been on time, were not for excuses. We could have been diamonds, were not for the penny. We could have been special, were not for the many. We could have been patient, were not for the waiting. We could have been committed, were not for the staying. We could have been loved, we could have been loved. Thank you. first place, were it not for the last.
"70 Excuses" by Knon, Kanan, whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that, you know.
Loretta, who's Jim Michaels?
Jim Michaels?
Yeah.
You're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think he's the producer of Supernatural.
He's got some really stupid stuff.
What did he say on there?
I'm just saying, like, I'm sorry, is that mean of me to say that?
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying his stuff is kind of weird.
Meaning?
Like, you know, Jim Beaver's like, "Thanks, guys. That was touching to finally hear one of her songs on the radio." About Supernatural Radio.
Yeah. They like, have a radio show for that where they play the Supernatural music.
He's listening to Blondie. He's like sitting around listening to Supernatural Radio.
I have a Blondie song on my iPod.
What song is it?
It's, hold on, let me find it. If you're wondering, yes, I did get it from Supernatural. Don't make fun of me. One Way or Another.
Was that on the Swiffer Sweeper commercial?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I love those commercials. They're so funny. There's so many of them, too.
I really like that song. It's,
Here's a good... Misha Collins is funny.
Yeah, I know, Mom. There's a reason I'm desperately
I'd be a great queen of the Netherlands. Did you see that one?
No, how far back is that?
Queen Beatrix has abdicated. I'd be a great queen of the Netherlands.
Who's Queen Beatrix? What?
I think this is, Never mind.
Now I am, like, supremely confused. Aren't you, Loretta?
You and me both, sister. Okay. Are we going to play Blondie or Linka?
I guess Misha Collins is on this thing about, like, maybe he should be the Pope. Because the Pope is stepping down. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
So he said, "P.S. Thanks for the papacy support. But I'm a bad successor. I'm not technically Catholic. My Latin is rusty and I look terrible in pointy hats."
Yeah, I saw that. I think my favorite is "I look terrible in pointy hats."
Yeah.
Picturing Misha Collins as a pope. Oh, jeez. There is an infinite difference between Castiel, his character on Supernatural, and Misha Collins.
He's insane.
Yeah, Mom, we got that. I don't like normal people.
Normal people are so boring sometimes. Like, how is it possible... Blah, I can't speak. How is it possible to be normal just, like, sitting there, like...
Exactly. Like, everyone's so in love with One Direction. Well, I happen to like demon hunters, not boy bands.
Yeah.
You like One Direction, right?
Yeah, but I'm not like those
obsessed
kind of creepy fans who know every little
who know
thing
their blood type.
Yeah.
Misha Collins says, "Twit me with any alternative storylines you want me to pass on to the
writers. Oh yeah,
I've seen
this. I'll
fight for each idea you send, tooth and nail."
Oh, I like the one where it's like Bobby's dream. Look for that tweet.
The dog.
Yeah.
I saw. I don't think I can read it on the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Enough of that.
Okay. Mom, Blondie or Linka? Oh.
Blondie, totally.
Okay. Here's One Way or Another by Blondie. If it's in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
One Way or Another by Blondie. Emily, any comments?
She sounded very determined.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
Yeah. Oh, my chair just squeaked.
Emily, you correctly identified that song from a Swiffer commercial.
Yep. There's a lot of them.
See, that song was out when I was like your age.
Really?
Yeah, it's old.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking like 77, 78.
Oh, my God.
You should have seen her expression on the album cover. She's going like this. Like, you can't see it over the radio, but she's kind of making this expression like I make if someone insults Supernatural.
Angry
Maybe
face.
A little nicer.
Debbie Harry was like this incredibly gorgeous woman who was also very, very feisty. She was part of the punk scene, and she was really cool. She was a cool person.
Is she like really old now?
Is she dead?
She's not dead. She's, you know, she's probably like 10 years older than me, 15 years older than me. So I guess that's really old.
Probably.
It's not my grandfather old.
I guess I'm old, but not really old.
What was that?
I think you guys only have a couple of more minutes. Maybe you ought to say
goodbye.
We
have one more minute.
Say goodbye and like
All
go
right,
out on a
bye
song
everybody.
Or something.
Here's
goodbye.
Babel by Mumford and Sons.
Time has numbered my days, and I'll go along with everything you say. But I'll ride home laughing, look at me.